North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on MSONewsSports.com.
This is North Shore Today for Thursday, June 11, 2020. The Daily Item is reporting that in front of police headquarters with Lynn Mayor Thomas McGee, Lynn Police Chief Michael McGarry, and other City Hall staff and uniformed officers standing close by, they held a large sign. "Get off our necks," it read. Wednesday evening, the Essex County Community Organization, ECHO, E-C-C-O, held its Get Off Our Necks protest. A caravan that began in Salem stopped at the Essex County Superior Court, Lynn Police Headquarters, and the Lynn Common in protest of police brutality and racial violence. The dozens of cars involved in the mobile demonstrations were plastered with signs reading Black Lives Matter. They made their way through Lynn, where McGee and McGarry met them outside the police station to answer questions. Many of the questions echoed nationwide calls to defund or disband police departments, with organizer Daryl Merkison asking if McGee and McGarry would support defunding the Lynn police. McGee said he would not support an effort to defund, but would support a reimagining of policing in Lynn. McGarry denounced police brutality, said any officer caught lying on a police report, regardless of years on the force, would be terminated, and said that his department would provide any records of discipline and complaints against officers that it was legally able to. However, he said he would not support defunding the local police, an answer that was met with some booing from the demonstrators. Much more on this story in today's Daily Item. Meanwhile, the president of the Essex County Police Chiefs Association also condemned the violence.
You know, just to mention it, with the current state of events going on, and obviously the not only the North Andover Police Department, the Essex County Chiefs, and the Massachusetts Chiefs of Police condemn the actions that happened in Minnesota. I just want to let people know that, you know, a lot of the departments in Essex County are accredited. Those that aren't accredited are on their way to being accredited. Our standards and our procedures and policies are held to a very, very high standard at the state level. And again, because we're in the same county, same state, a lot of these policies and procedures are in place, you know, to make sure something like that doesn't happen. And, you know, if you look at policing in general in Massachusetts, our goal is to set the standard for the nation. And, you know, it's one of these things we take very seriously. We are constantly updating our policies and reviewing them to make sure that they are in line with the national standards, and also to have ongoing training with our officers to review it. I know in North Andover, we just reviewed our use of force policy and our bias-based profiling policy within the last month. And I'm so happy to say that because, again, when something bad happens, you know, we can turn around and say, listen, we're on top of this, and we get it. And I know that I speak for other departments and other chiefs to say that, you know, after condemning what happened, we're all taking a look at what we can do to give the public a sense of trust for their police department back.
That is North Andover Police Chief Charles Gray. Taylor Ann Bradford's reporting in the Gloucester Times that the shuttle bus that has replaced the commuter rail trains between Rockport and West Gloucester since late April will continue through the summer of 2021, according to the MBTA. This service, which fully replaces all weekday and weekend trains with a free shuttle bus between Rockport, Gloucester, and West Gloucester stations, has been in place since April 29. The decision to extend the alternative transportation for two whole summers, however, comes as a result of the MBTA running into unexpected issues in the construction of the new bridge to replace the aging drawbridge over the Anasquam River. The MBTA said in a statement released on Tuesday, "Unexpected issues have been found during construction, including issues with the northwest wall originally constructed in 1911, excavation issues with the east abutment that precluded partial demolition of the structure, and questions regarding the stability of the bridge span once partial demolition is complete." Much more on the story in today's Gloucester Times. Meanwhile, Christian Wade, the State House reporter, is writing that commuter rail platforms will soon look more like they did before the state shut down businesses under the threat of COVID-19 as the MBTA brings back trains to accommodate passengers returning to work. The T's commuter rail is restoring service to 85% of pre-pandemic schedules beginning June 22, adding more regular trains to morning and evening peak periods, as well as midday service. A spokesman for Keolis Commuter Services which operates the commuter rail, said the move will give commuters more options as business reopens. Keola spokesman Tony Mazzola is quoted as saying, "We're trying to get ahead of the demand right now. Ridership is still low, but we're expecting to increase slowly as people head back to work." The second phase of the state's four-part reopening plan began Monday, allowing outdoor restaurant services to resume, as well as in-store retail shopping and lodging. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, employees could be seen wheeling mannequins on carts through the cavernous North Shore Mall Wednesday morning, about an hour before it reopened to customers at 11 a.m. On Wednesday, both the North Shore Mall and the Liberty Tree Mall in Danvers welcomed back customers after they and other Simon malls nationwide were closed on March 13 to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. And actually, that's March 19 was the closure. Since then, the mall and its manager have taken Herculean steps in an effort to prevent the spread of COVID-19 and encourage social distancing. This includes putting down foot-long strips of gaffer's tape set 6 feet apart on the floor throughout the sprawling nearly 1.7 million square foot mall at 210 Andover Street. These distancing marks, signage with CDC guidelines, and foaming hand sanitizer stations are now part of the new normal of malls during the COVID-19 pandemic. More on the story written by Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News. In sports, Nick Kukuru of the Gloucester Times is reporting that the Gloucester boys basketball program will have a new leader at the helm for the 2021 season. Chris Silvera stepped down from his post as head coach of the program after a four-year stint. Silvera, who is also heavily involved in both the boys and girls youth travel leagues, cited family commitments for his reason to step aside. He's quoted as saying, "It was something I had to think long and hard about, but I think it was time." The Gloucester High School and Salem State University Hall of Fame basketball player took over as GHS head coach in the 2016-17 season. He led the program to a 48-38 record over the last four seasons and brought some serious stability to the program. Gloucester has qualified for the postseason in each of the last three seasons and six of the last seven, and won a state tournament game two seasons in a row for the first time in program history, with wins in 2019 and 2020. Nick Kukuru has much more in the story in today's Gloucester Times.